The Bar Council of Ireland has adapted its transition year programme for students interested in pursuing a career in law. Now, normally there's a limit of 100 pupils taking part every year, but the COVID pandemic has taken the course online, making it accessible to all TY students around the country. There are now over 10,000 pupils signed up to take part in the five-week course. Our regional reporter Teresa Mannion reports.
Hello, my name is Frank Clark. I'm the Chief Justice of Ireland, and it's a great pleasure for me to welcome you to this transition year programme. Understanding what role the courts play, what role judges play, what role lawyers play in our legal system is a very important part of understanding the country in which we live.
We're starting this morning on module four. It's media and the law.
Cailleacha Aine in Salt Hill in Galway is one of 320 schools across the country participating in this year's TY Law course. Here's teacher Anne Collins.
Here at Cailleacha Aine, we're a DISH school. It has levelled the playing field. There's equal opportunity. All of our 66 TY students could sign up for this online programme. And if in normal times, normal circumstances, we'd be lucky to get one in. So it's a real positive.
Robert O'Reilly is 16 and a TY student at Cailleacha Aine.
I'm actually enjoying it quite a lot. I think it's very user-friendly, the actual course. And you learn a lot from the different barristers, like the young barristers and maybe the more experienced ones. They can teach you a lot during the presentations. Yeah. There was a young barrister named Amy who didn't actually get enough points in the Leaving Cert to study law, so she had to work her way around that.
Hi everyone, my name is Amy Hughes. I have been a barrister now for nearly 4 months, so not very long. I am devilling at the moment, so that's the first year that you come to the bar and you work under a master. I'm the first in my family to go to third level education. I went to school in St. Dominic's in Cabra, and then I went and did an arts degree in UCD. Plenty of years of studying, and I kind of went the scenic route because I didn't get enough points in the Leaving Cert to do law originally. So in terms of my route, I would say the Leaving Cert is important, but it's not the end of the world. There's so many other routes.
The TY course covers a broad range of material, from explaining civil and criminal law, breaking down legal terminology, to showing the importance of good communication skills in the courtroom. Here's CEO Mary Griffin.
I'm delighted to have this opportunity to talk to transition year students about the King's Inns. It is where you learn how to become a barrister, learning to speak up for people in a court and put forward the best argument you can. You learn to become an excellent communicator. You learn to think quickly on your feet. If you don't want to work in court, standing and presenting in front of judges, barristers have lots of other careers. They work in Facebook, in Twitter, in the Central Bank, in SurveyMonkey.
John Ward worked in Mountjoy Jail for 30 years before becoming a barrister.
I was called to the bar in October 2011, just over 9 years ago, and in a manner of speaking, I was called to the bar from behind bars. I think this is one of the reasons why I do what I am doing now, was I was attending trials in court, sometimes handcuffed to an inmate, other times just escorting. There is an old saying, do not judge others until you have walked in their shoes. It's a good basis to start from, and it brings me nicely to one question I am frequently asked. How does it feel representing people who are guilty? It is not for me to decide if they are guilty. It is for a jury. If their guilt is obvious, they will be convicted. Most people plead guilty anyway.
Amy O'Reilly is a sister of TY pupil Robert and a final year law student at NUI Galway.
I actually did my work experience down in UCC in the law department, and it was amazing to get the opportunity to actually go and see
the life was of a barrister from day to day or a solicitor. But I feel like with what Robert's doing, it's brilliant because it opens a lot of doors for people to actually learn about what it is to do law. I think it was 10,000 students registered. That's amazing to, you know, someone could have not considered a career in law and then through this course could have found that they actually would really be interested in it.
People think it is difficult to get in or become a barrister unless you're connected to the legal profession. That is simply not true. And we welcome students from all across the country and from all walks of life, any age and any background.
And that's Mary Griffin, the CEO and Under-Treasurer at the King's Inns, ending that report by Theresa Mannion. And for those of you who haven't registered, students will be able to access the course modules up until the end of April.